Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Michael H. Schuman, an economist, attorney, author, entrepreneur, and leading visionary on community economics. He is the director of local economy programs for Neighborhood Associates Corporation, a nonprofit affordable housing company, and an adjunct instructor at Bard College's Business School in New York City. His latest of 10 books is Put Your Money Where Your Life Is, How to Invest Locally Using Self-Directed IRAs and Solo 401ks. And Mr. Schuman, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be with you. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Certainly looking forward to learning a few things and being well informed from your expertise as well. So looking at local investing, what exactly is local investing for starters, and how is it good for one's community, and what are some good examples? Let's start there.
Yeah, so local investing really invites both businesses and investors to think about moving their money out of Wall Street and into their community. And the virtues of doing that is that when money goes into local businesses, it generates income, wealth, and jobs, and that in turn makes your community a much better place to live. And when you put all of your money outside of your community in distant companies, there's much less benefit that's going to come to your community. And the truth is that if you know how to invest properly at a local level, you can do as well or even better than Wall Street. So you kind of get a double benefit, both the personal benefit of a good rate of return and the social benefit of a good community rate of return. And give you some examples of it. In the community of Port Townsend, Washington, about 8-9 years ago, they created a mercantile. They decided, we don't have any place to buy socks and underwear. We could invite a Walmart in, but that's going to fleece our local economy. So let's create our own general store. So they created this mercantile. They sold stock in the community. About 500 people invested in the mercantile, and it was up and running. And at least until this COVID year, it has been profitable every single year. Give you another example in Seattle, where there is a nonprofit called Bellwether Housing that's building affordable housing. And they did crowdfunding to raise money for the affordable housing. And in fact, in the United States, since investment crowdfunding has been legalized in 2016, about 1,500 companies, almost all of them small and local, have raised about $350 million through investment crowdfunding.
Two great examples, and certainly inspirational just to hear you hit on those two alone. Imagine the others that you could share as well. Thanks for that input now, and a great place to lead things off here today. Now, kind of shifting gears a little bit and looking at risk and return, since so many local businesses fail, isn't local investing, in your opinion, too risky and likely to deliver poor returns? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think that if you invest in a startup, you are basically entering into a casino kind of investment. And a smart local investor will probably resist the temptation to invest in a startup and instead find a business that's been around for a long time. You know the goods and services well. You can talk with the manager, the workforce, ground truth everything, and have confidence that it's a modest expansion. So I'll give you an example. Around where I live, there's a great restaurant called Busboys and Poets, and it's been around for about a decade. They have several branches in the area here. And a couple months into COVID, I was just really worried about the survival of Busboys and Poets. So my partner and I decided, you know what, we're going to put $1,000 into Busboys and Poets. And the way that we're going to do it is we're going to pre-purchase a year's worth of meals, because we figure we sort of usually spend $1,000 there a year. So I phoned up the entrepreneur who runs it, Andy Shalal, and I said, Andy, I'm going to give you $1,000. Give me $1,000 of gift cards. And he was so thrilled, he actually gave me $1,200. So I got a 20% rate of return on that investment. And now I'm happy to tell you that I'm about to get married again next weekend. And instead of gifts, I'm going to do this with a bunch of local businesses. So I'm having people contribute to my local business support fund.
You got to love that. That is pretty awesome right there. Thanks for sharing that bit of information. Now, tell us, how can ordinary people invest their pension savings in local businesses? Another approach, if you will. What exactly are the do-it-yourself accounts you mentioned, the self-directed IRA and solo 401k, not to be too confusing, and which tool is better for one considering this approach?
Yeah, so this is at the heart of Put Your Money Where Your Life Is, the my new book. And what I try to do is make it pretty simple for people to understand how to do this. Now, you know, a lot of your listeners, whether or not they're entrepreneurs, they are probably also investors, and they have some money tied up in pension funds. Maybe they're in IRAs, or maybe they're in 401ks, either with an existing employer or some former employer. And what you've experienced with these funds is that you really can only put it into stocks and bonds on Wall Street, or maybe, you know, a few unconventional things like, you know, money markets. But at the end of the day, it's not local. And if you want to do local investment, your fund manager will tell you that's impossible. The truth is, it is possible, but you have to do a little bit of work. And that's where the self-directed IRA or the solo 401k come in. So anyone can set up a self-directed IRA, and you can do so for as little as $250 a year. And basically, you hire an outside custodian, and there's hundreds of possible places you could go across the country, and you tell that custodian where you want your money to go. So what I just told you about with, say, investing in Busboys and Poets, I could have done that out of my pension fund. I could, or the investment that I told you about in Bellwether Housing in Seattle, I could have done that out of my pension fund by directing my my custodian to do that kind of investment. Now, with a solo 401k, I have to be self-employed. This is kind of an alternative for self-employed people, but it doesn't mean that I have to be self-employed entirely. What it means is that in addition to my regular job, I have some self-employment income that I'm reporting on Schedule C, and I don't have any full-time employees. And if I have $1 of self-employment income, I can set up a solo 401k for as inexpensive as a one-time purchase of $300. And then I can set up in my own bank account, basically a checkbook account, that enables me to then reinvest these monies according to the rules. And what I lay out in my book is a bunch of rules, do's and don'ts of what you can and can't do with local investment to make it easy for people. And you also asked which is the best of these. I would say, generally speaking, it is better to have a solo 401k because you can put more money into it, you run the account yourself, it's cheaper to operate, and most significantly, with a solo 401k, you can give yourself up to a $50,000 loan, which then enables you to invest in almost anything, whereas with a self-directed IRA, you're more limited in what you can do with your investments.
Awesome advice on that, and thanks for that. Today we're joined by Mr. Michael H. Schumann, the Director of Local Economy Programs for Neighborhood Associates Corporation, a nonprofit affordable housing company and an adjunct instructor at Bard's College's Business School in New York City. His latest of 10 books is Put Your Money Where Your Life Is, How to Invest Locally Using Self-Directed IRAs and Solo 401ks. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Schumann, you begin the book by suggesting that if you had known about the do-it-yourself accounts a decade ago, you would have saved almost $100,000. What exactly happened? Talk to us about that.
Well, most authors, you know, usually tell personal stories of great triumph. And there's a few stories of triumph that I talk about in my book. But this is a story that's actually an example of an embarrassing shortfall. About 12 years ago, so this, and, you know, it's kind of bookending my personal life that I'm getting married next weekend, but I was divorced 12 years ago. And I got divorced in the same year that the financial crisis hit, which I don't advise people to do. Not a good time to divorce. And the one good thing that happened is that my then spouse had a big pension fund. We split it in half. And I decided I would pay off all of my bills because under a court order, if you have new pension funds, you can withdraw it without penalty. Now, I did have to pay ordinary taxes on it, which I did, but I got debt free and I thought this was fabulous. Well, a year later, I'm filing my taxes and I'm realizing, oh my God, I did not take into account what was then the alternative minimum tax. And suddenly I owed about $70,000 more dollars. And of course, how did I pay that? Well, a lot of it went back on credit cards and other expensive forms of debt. So I was actually in worse shape than I was when I started. Now, if I had known then what I know now, I should have created a solo 401k, because at that point I was largely self-employed. I would have put my wife's money into that solo 401k, and then I would have given myself a $50,000 loan that I would have paid myself back over 5 years. And so rather than paying these credit card companies with gigantic interest rates, 15, 20, 25% a year, I would have been paying myself back at 5% per year. I would have been out of debt much sooner at a much lower cost. So I would have saved probably, again, I'm guessing about $100,000.
Looking back on that and knowing what you could have saved, that I'm sure that was a painful experience and a thought, but really thank you for sharing that with us. Now, where can one find local investments and who should they consider working with in these regards?
Well, they're all over the place. And here's what I would do. I mean, the first place to think about is going to all of the people in your community involved in economic development. So it could be who's running an incubator, who at the community college has courses on entrepreneurship, who is a mentor to businesses. And they'll have some businesses that they might lead you to. So that's one thing. Second thing, you might go to a website called investibule.com, Investibule. And Investibule actually organizes information from all of the crowdfunding sites across the country and organize it by geography. So you put in your state and boom, you can see, oh, here are 10 companies in Nebraska that I might put some money into. Another thing you might do is form an investment group or some kind of party. So again, in Port Townsend, Washington, this town north of Seattle of 10,000 people, about 10 years ago, they created something called LION, the Local Investment Opportunity Network. And what LION is a party that brings together local entrepreneurs and local investors once a month. And the person organizing it gives people free food and alcohol, and that seems to attract them. And as a result of those relationships, Port Townsend has had $1 million per year of additional local investment that has come out of those relationships. So what it reminds us of is that at the core of investment is relationship building, and you should do that in your community.
Mr. Schumann, can't thank you enough for the information shared here today per your expertise, and also thanks for what you do in this space. As we conclude today, one may find that their community is really struggling right now post-COVID. How can one mobilize friends and neighbors to think seriously about local investing?
Well, there's a bunch of cities that I'm working with now and trying to dispense advice on this question, including in my own county, Montgomery County, Maryland. And the principal advice that I'm giving to communities is, look, you got to do stuff now that costs very little because municipal or county budgets are shocked for the next year or two. So one very simple thing is to make it easy for people to invest locally. So on your city or county website, just put a list of all the businesses that are currently seeking capital. And then give some links to people who want to, say, create a self-directed IRA or solar 401k and how they can do it. Or are there local investment clubs? Or are there investment advisors who support this activity? So I think, you know, just providing information to local investors is a way that cities can begin to mobilize capital into local businesses. It's basically what Port Townsend did, only virtually and on steroids.
Well, you certainly left us a lot to think about, especially considering investing in the local economy. It certainly makes total sense, especially all that we've gone through with the COVID pandemic. Thank you again for bringing this to our attention and for bringing out some great examples of how we can make this work for us as well. Tell us, where can listeners connect with you, pick up any of your books, or to be in touch, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, I always encourage people to go to their local bookstore, but I appreciate that not all local bookstores are open these days. So you certainly can go to Amazon or other online booksellers and get Put Your Money Where Your Life Is. And in terms of more information about what I'm writing and thinking about local investment, you can go to my website, which is Michael H. Schumann, Schumann.com.
Sounds easy enough, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Mr. Schumann, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
A great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael H. Schumann. He is the Director of Local Economy Programs for Neighborhood Associates Corporation, a nonprofit affordable housing company, and an adjunct instructor at Bard College's Business School in New York City. His latest of 10 books is Put Your Money Where Your Life Is, How to Invest Locally Using Self-Directed IRAs and Solo 401ks. And for all the details, visit MichaelHSchumann.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.